numbers are correct. It's the descriptions are just way wrong.
Is it? Okay.
And amounts.
Okay.
There, that makes.
Thanks, sir.
So you have to go over it. And you recommend Harmon Lumber. They're the lowest bid, and they deliver, and it is the items as requested.
Yes, it is.
And I would like to have the sheet corrected.
Okay.
But the final number being, make a motion that we go with the bid for Harmon Lumber Company and in the amount of $7,080.18.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with some discussion.
What did we do last time whenever we needed to buy more and couldn't, or what happened? Do you remember, Devin? Something happened on one of these bids and then we ended up having to...
There was one bid that was, the way it was worded, it prevented us from being able to buy.
Like, if we needed an extra 10 2x4s, we couldn't go buy those extra 10 2x4s at that price. We had to...
It was us on our wording, the attorney said, and we had to have amendment somehow, I believe.
So it was the agreement, not with the bid?
It was our agreement.
I think so, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
This one here has got... clause in there for 90 days, I think.
We can if we need more 2x4s or more studs or more whatever, we can get them at that same price. We'll have to go back out for bid.
Okay.
Because I know last time we had to go out for bid again or something, didn't we?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Do what?
I don't remember that. I've been putting these clauses in here for 7 years, so I don't remember that exactly.
Right, but we did it on the building for the over on Mount Branson. We had to go out for a bid again.
That was for the retaining wall.
It was for building materials within it.
Really? I don't remember. But anyway, the vendors will fuss over even in 90 days. Because this came out with must honor pricing for 12 months, which is pretty much bulk boilerplate in anything we put out. And so they called and said they can't. None of them. I mean, I got a couple of calls, so we sent out an addendum, changed it to 90 days.
It said that
lumber fluctuates
all the time.
So we put a 6% in there, and that still didn't even make them happy. So,
and then you've got with steel, right. Steel prices are just getting ridiculous right now. Mm-hmm. Rebars.
So we're putting us, we're actually putting, and I talked to Travis about this, we're putting a 6% fluctuation in some of these things that, that we recognize that do have fluctuation. You know, otherwise, vendors won't participate at all.
But as far as the, we won't have to go out for bid again, is my question.
No, we shouldn't.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Devin.
Thank you, Devin.
This does have specific numbers and amounts, so the bid is just for those. Well, no, I meant, but so the bid in this is just for those needing a net, so I'm assuming whatever we're building. When, but just on that amount. Okay. Thank you.
Agreement for retaining wall blocks, number 18-030, Road and Bridge.
What's the name of that company? I forget.
It is called the Wilbur Funeral Services Incorporated, doing business as SI, SI Precast Concrete, Taney County.
Yeah, but to the do you know if they've clarified the revision of paragraph 2?
I see Ron shaking his head over there. They have.
What was the question again?
There was a suggested revision in paragraph 2 to clarify that this is an as-needed contract.
Do we have the contract there?
Yeah. Because it, I mean, I think his concern, if you read it, it says that the county agrees to purchase the product from the contractor and the contractor agrees to sell the county the product described in this agreement and the contract documents as needed and ordered by the county. Okay.
Right.
So it was added in there. Right. Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Wilbert Funeral Services Incorporated, doing business as SI Precast Concrete.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for dump trucks, number 18-031, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated March 15th from Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the agreement for the purchase of two dump trucks by and between Diamond International, doing business as Summit Truck Group, and Taney County. The agreement provides for the purchase of dump trucks for a total purchase price of $308,520.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Diamond International, doing business as Summit Truck Group.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Agreement for the 2018 Dodge Charger. Pursuit all-wheel drive sedans, number 18-032S. Let's see.
That is just with,
I think there's... we have a letter dated March 15th from Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the agreement for the purchase of four Dodge Chargers by and between RML Branson, Missouri and LLC, doing business as Tri-Lakes Motors of Branson and Taney County. I have made my revisions to clarify the name of the contracting party as well as suggested wording changes in paragraph 2 of the agreement. Otherwise, I have no further comments and approve the agreement as to form.
That was RML
who? RML Branson Mo, DBA Tri-Lakes Motors of Branson. yeah, changes. So he's made the revisions already?
Yep.
Move to approve the agreement by and between RML Branson, Missouri, DBA Tri-Lakes Motors of Branson, and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Ford F-150 Responder Patrol Vehicle number 18-033S. Have a letter dated March 15, 2018 from Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the agreement for the 2018 Ford F-150 Responder Patrol Vehicle 1 by and between RML Branson, Missouri, LLC, doing business as Tri-Lakes Motors in Taney County. I have made revisions to clarify the name of the contracting party as well as suggested wording changes to paragraph 2 of the agreement. He's assuming those changes are acceptable. I have no further comment and approve the agreement as informed.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and RML Branson, Missouri, doing business as Tri-Lakes Motors of Branson.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We will recess upstairs for a 10 o'clock.
Devon.
Till 10 o'clock.